Pastor Brandon here with our reading plan for Friday, January 17th, 2020. Today, we'll be diving into the Word together as we seek Him together as a family of families through His Word. We'll be looking at Psalm 12, Genesis 19:30 through 20:18, and Matthew 7:13 through 23. Psalm 12. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbors. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off the flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boast. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us. Who is our master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side, the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. Genesis 19:30 to 20:18. Now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father. So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. He did not know when she lay down or when she arose. The next day the firstborn said to the younger, behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also. Then you go in and lay with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father. So they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The first bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites. To this day, the younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ami. He is the father of the Amorites to this day. From there, Abram journeyed toward the territory of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. Now Abimelech had not approached her. So he said, Lord, will you kill an innocent people? Did he not himself say to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands, I have done this. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know that you have done this in the integrity of your heart, and it was I who kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now then, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, so that he will pray for you. And you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all the servants and told them all these things. And the men were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us, and how have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom this great sin? You have done to me things that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you see that you did this thing?" Abraham said, "I did it because I thought, there is no fear of God at all in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, though not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, 'This is the kindness you must do me. At every place to which we come, say of me, he is my brother.'" Then Abimelech took sheep and oxen and male servants and female servants and gave them to Abraham and returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." To Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. It is a sign of your innocence in my eyes of in the eyes of all who are with you, and before everyone you are vindicated." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and also healed his wife and female slaves, so that they bore children. For the Lord had closed all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Matthew 7:13-23. "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Here in the Gospel of Matthew, we find one of the first instances of Jesus' warnings against false prophets. He says, "They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits." And he makes it clear here, are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? The answer is obviously not. And he explains, so healthy trees bear good fruit, but diseased trees bear bad fruit. You will know them by their fruits. So beware of the false prophets. What does this mean, this whole discussion of fruits? Well, Paul goes a little bit deeper in Galatians 5, which we will eventually get to, Galatians 5, in our readings. But we're going to go there today to kind of talk about the fruits of the flesh and the fruits of the spirit, because this is clearly one of the indicators that Jesus has given us to understand and to know the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet. It's one of the many reasons. Galatians 5:19-23 says this. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual morality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This, once again, is one of the indicators. After the section about a tree and its fruit, a section about the narrow and the wide gate, you know, it's perfect how Jesus talks to us about false prophets here as he talks about the narrow and wide gate, talking about how many will be led astray, many will fall off the path of righteousness to follow a path of destruction. He then goes into this, I never knew you. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your names and do many mighty works in your name? Did we not do all the things that we were supposed to do? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And there's an important point here we also got to see in the Gospel of Matthew reading. It's not our works that gain us entrance into heaven. It is our relationship with Jesus, the real Jesus, not a Mises, as in a false Jesus. We need to worship and be in relationship with the one and only Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. We can say all the great platitudes from Scripture that we want to all day long, but if we're not bearing good fruit, we've fallen off the narrow path and have found ourselves landed in the wide. When we find ourselves in this position, let us repent. Let us change our direction. Let us fall more and more in love with the authentic, real Jesus, who reigns at the right hand of the Father. Today's prayer point is those in need, for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to be people who take back what hell has stolen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those who are in need, who are suffering. We pray for the injustices we see around our world. And Lord, we pray that you would help us be your hands and feet, that you would help us move in your name, bring freedom to those in bondage, bring hope to those who have no hope, to provide peace to those who have no peace. Lord, help us to be reclaimers of your creation, to be reclaimers here and now on earth. And Lord, we pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all, and happy Friday.